Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Today, we haven't even spoken about this yet, Mr. Charlie T.
No, we haven't yet, eh?
World Oral Health Day, and of course, it's something we use every single day, but often don't think about it enough. Our oral health is not just about having a bright smile. Your oral hygiene can actually reveal a lot about your overall health, and also help detect certain medical conditions quite early as well. So, we've asked her really nicely to come visit us in the studio this morning, and she's here. Her name is Dr. Lisa Mzimba. She's based in Warmer, just down the road from where we are. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello. Welcome.
Okay. Have a look at us. Charlie, look at her. Smile.
Love it.
How are our teeth? Who's got the best of teeth of both of us?
Listen, I can never have favorites job, so.
All right, let's start off with what is the actual purpose of having a day like today, World Oral Health Day?
So World Oral Health Day is a day that is recognized internationally, and it is exactly as you had said, Wayne. It is a day to bring awareness to our oral health and how our oral health not only affects our mouth, but our entire well-being. So it is important for us to just raise awareness about the connection between your oral health and your overall systemic health, because certain conditions can be picked up from your oral conditions, and certain conditions are linked to very crucial conditions that happen systemically, such as heart disease, as well as possible arthritis.
That's quite wild. Yeah. Are you able to pick up heart disease by just looking at someone's teeth?
So certain conditions can be linked to heart disease. Things like gum disease are easily linked to heart disease.
Wow. Dr. Lisa, what are the biggest oral hygiene mistakes that you see every day?
The basics, so not brushing our teeth twice a day for 2 minutes, and not using a soft bristle toothbrush, which if we use anything harder than a soft bristle, we can cause wear to our teeth, which causes sensitivity. And not remembering that, yes, as much as we all love our sweet treats and our fizzy cool drinks, we need breaks between it, because if the mouth stays in a condition where the pH is quite low, which is caused by our wonderful sweet treats and those acidic drinks, if that pH remains low for the rest of the day, you put yourself at risk of developing cavities.
Wow. Okay. And we all like our fizzy drinks every now and then.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Here's a question for you, and I'm pretty sure we all think about it. How often should we be brushing our teeth? How often should we be flossing our teeth? How often should we be using mouthwash? Should we even be using it? Or is it just a sales gimmick?
So brushing our teeth, it's the basics we know. Twice a day, so morning and night, for 2 minutes. And flossing at least once a day. So I always tell patients, if you can floss at least once a day and at night, who has time to be flossing in the morning?
Yeah.
So incorporate it into your nighttime routine that before I brush my teeth, I quickly floss and then brush my teeth. Mouthwash, I believe that mouthwash has its own purpose, but it's not everyone that needs to be using mouthwash. So depending on what is going on in the mouth, then there are mouthwashes that we can recommend. But for day-to-day use, I say mouthwash is a nice add-on, but not necessary. Our basics are our brushing and flossing.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, some people sitting in the offices might go, you know what, that's so true. Bad breath. It's a thing. It's a thing. And sometimes you know how to approach people with it. But if you do suffer from that, and you do brush your teeth, let's say, you know, you do the basics, how can you overcome that? Is there a way? Most people go to chewing gum, they'll chew bubble gum, whatever, but is there a way to overcome that?
So with bad breath, that's such an interesting question. So if you are doing everything else right, you are brushing your teeth twice a day, you're cleaning your tongue while you brush your teeth, then we need to look a little bit deeper. Because remember, bad breath can also be caused by things like stomach conditions. So if we are suffering from reflux, that is something then we need to take further and refer you to have a look at that, because it may not be coming from the mouth itself that you're not doing the right things, but it could be a deeper issue, which brings us back to how our oral health is an indicator to our overall well-being.
Yeah, there's a very interesting question that's come through into the studio now while we're talking about fizzy drinks and saying that they are quite bad for your teeth. What about sparkling water?
Okay, so that's a little bit of a controversial one. Yeah. Remember, the issue with the fizzy drinks, besides the sugar, it's the carbonation.
Yes.
Okay, so sparkling water, as healthy as we'd like to think it is a wonderful treat, but you need to remember that it is carbonated, and that can also drop the pH of the mouth into that acidic realm we don't want. So if ever you're someone who loves your sparkling water, fine, but ensure then after that you just rinse out with some still water.
Okay, so yeah, pH levels are fairly high in sparkling water. It's all really about moderation here. We're not saying cut out all of those things. We're just moderating it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm a person, I'm not going to tell you yet what I use, but be honest. Should we use an electric toothbrush or a manual toothbrush? Which is the better alternative here?
I love this question. And you know what, Wayne? There's no right answer. Okay. Yeah. Use what works best in your hands. Okay.
You be you, boo.
Exactly. You know that with my manual toothbrush, I'm going to be going in there nice and hard and end up damaging my teeth. Then maybe an electric toothbrush is what you need.
Okay.
If you know that with my electric toothbrush, I get a little bit lazy and I'm not cleaning everywhere I need to, then maybe consider going back to a manual toothbrush. It is honestly up to what works best in your hands and what's keeping your teeth clean.
But both of them are essentially good.
Yes.
One is not better than the other one.
Exactly.
Okay. We're learning some stuff today on World Oral Health Day. Dr. Lisa, if anyone wants to get in touch with you and ask you a couple of questions or come see you at your practice, is there a contact number we can get hold of you?
Yes, definitely. So our contact number for the practice is 087-265-7231.
And where are you situated exactly?
We are situated in Warmer on Villiers Road, just opposite Urban Express. So after you pop into us, you can quickly go have a nice coffee.
There we go.
Cool stuff. Go have a nice coffee. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning. We'll chat really soon.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.